Sometimes it's only me and the shadows that fill this room. Sometimes I'm falling, desperately calling, howling out. Take my old Harley for a three-day cruise. Might even grow me a Fu Manchu. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? It's a great day. Why can't every day be just this good? Oh,
to local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Officials are warning residents in flood-prone areas of Jamaica to be ready to evacuate as Hurricane Beryl closes in. National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan.
We've seen the central pressure rise a little bit on the latest data from the Hurricane Hunter aircraft. We've seen the peak winds come down just a tad. But regardless of what happens to the peak winds, we're expecting a powerful hurricane to be moving west-northwestward across the Caribbean Sea.
At least six deaths are blamed on the storm. President Biden will sit down with ABC News Friday in his first live interview since last week's presidential debate. The judge overseeing Donald Trump's criminal hush money case has postponed sentencing until September 18th. The former president's attorneys have filed a motion to toss the case based on the Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity. New vehicle sales rose just a tenth of a percent in the second quarter, despite discounts and lower prices. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The new chancellor at the University of Wisconsin in La Crosse is on the job. James Beebe started work Monday. He replaces Joe Gao, who was fired last December for making online pornography with his wife. Gao is still fighting to keep his tenured professorship at UWL. The Biden administration wants to increase tariffs on $18 billion worth of imports from China. Arthur Stamoulis is with the Trade Justice Education Fund. He says the CHIPS Act and the Inflation Reduction Act have been good for American manufacturing.
There were more new factories built in the U.S. in 2023 than at any point in the last three decades. And these tariffs are going to help protect that investment.
Stamoulis says the tariff plan would safeguard good-paying American jobs from unfair competition. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every 98 seconds, a person is sexually assaulted in the United States. Sexual violence causes post-traumatic stress for a survivor that mirrors the effects of PTSD in combat veterans. But with the right help and support, the symptoms can be managed. Learning more can help you find the best form of care to begin the healing process. Call or text EMBRACE at 715-532-6976 for free and completely confidential support and information. Visit EmbraceWI.org or check us out on Facebook.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
And we're back! Whether you're getting over someone,
I'ma need some whiskey glasses,
or getting ready to party,
and there's a cold beer calling my name,
makes you feel something.
98.
The following is a special sports presentation of 98Q Country, WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Get up! Get out of here! Go!
Back at the track! Gone!
To the warning track, and he looks up, it is gone!
Turns around, watches it, it is gone!
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Reese!